Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, which is brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals. Sam has a discount code for you at the end of the podcast, so you can try it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. If your kids are growing up and you don't see them as much and life, you know, gets busy and you want to just have one night where you guys super connect and have a lot of laughs, I'm telling you, this is the surefire way. This happened for us last night. I want to invite my mom to come over and do this with us too, Murphy.
It was fun.
There's the warning for you.
Thanks. Yeah.
My mom wants to see this. So Murphy has, you got rid of, I don't know what it is, you were cleaning out drives or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's over the years, different things and different hard drives. I'm trying to get all the family videos over the years together.
Right.
I'm not very successful with it yet because, you know, the digital stuff is really, it's so easy for it to get all over the place, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially since you start talking about, you know, 20 plus years worth of stuff with the girls.
So Taylor and Phoebe come over last night and Murphy had already seen all of this. There's 55 minutes worth of
it's them one it's
little.
One transfer. It's from 2005.
Phoebe was a baby in 2005. Mm-hmm. It's the year we went on the cruise. Taylor was like 3.5 years old and Phoebe was the youngest person on the cruise. Mm. My mom went with us. Phoebe, we had to pay full freight for her too.
She Your mom full- or Phoebe?
Yeah, I was trying to avoid full freight for her mom too, but it didn't work.
Phoebe, my mom paid her own way. Remember?
Did she?
She did. Of course, that's right. She did.
Oh, I didn't know she was in the cargo hold. So.
Anyway, Phoebe was 4 months old, the youngest person on the whole ship. And it's incredible video from that year, not just the cruise, but that year. And, you know, you forget the way they sound, like Taylor's voice. And she talked all the time and she talked to everybody. Mm-hmm. And she entertained groups of people. And mm-hmm. you just forget it. You think you don't, but to watch it again, you know, Phoebe in her little bouncy seat laughing at Taylor.
Although once you watch it again, once you see it, it's like it transports you right back. It's like it was yesterday.
And then the camera, that's what's weird. And Murphy will throw the camera to me at moments and they're like, oh, mom, your hair looked great like that. And I'm thinking I'd paid zero attention to my hair mm-hmm. at this time in my life. Thanks for complimenting it because I had two small kids, you know, and life was so crazy then. And then Murphy looks so different, I think.
Yeah.
All the shots
well,
of you,
yeah,
I mean, like, wow.
Because it was a long time ago.
I forgot that you know, how you've changed in a good way. You were more boyish looking then.
The top of my head wasn't as shiny back then, was it? Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Anyway.
How's your mom changed, by the way?
Life.
You know what? She really has, she's barely changed, honestly.
It's true.
Your mom has really good genes.
I know she does.
G-E-N-E-S is what she does.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, I have a real point for bringing this up. It's not just selfish, although it was a beautiful night. Watching your grown-up kids watch that is beautiful. At a few points, Phoebe got emotional when your mom and dad were on the screen for a birthday party.
Yeah.
Phoebe got emotional. I think she's missing Dane.
Well, yeah, I immediately. That's the first time I've had that reaction seeing my
sure.
dad. Well, because he was doing what he normally does, he was taking pictures from across the room.
Right.
And it's
you were
like,
shooting
wow,
video.
That was him.
He's shooting still pictures.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Phoebe's a baby on my lap. Taylor is all up in everything. But it was just so beautiful for them to watch themselves. Human beings are always interested, especially kids, are always interested in their history that they can't remember.
Yeah, because they don't remember a thing about it.
No.
Or they won't remember happening that way.
Yeah. At one point, there's in the living room one night, Murphy's filming, and I'm talking to Phoebe when she's a baby, and I'm saying stuff to her. I'm trying to get her to smile. And Taylor's like, Mommy! Mommy, and it was like over and over and over again. And Taylor was like, man, I was really annoying. It's like, absolutely not. You were not. You were a kid.
Yeah.
That's what kids do. And we have, you know, Murphy pauses it and we have this conversation about, especially when you're a toddler, of course you're self-centric. How could you, that's
yeah, you don't know any different. You're,
to be self-centric.
You're a child. Yeah.
And that we were always very patient with them. And, you know, it was just a really great night because it wasn't planned. Murphy just turns that on and the girls are just glued.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a solid hour doing that, laughing, pausing, going back and playing parts of it.
Well, you know what Taylor said, which I thought was really interesting?
Yes.
Is that she's hoping that it doesn't become a lost art to watch family videos because video is so commonplace. We can do it with our phones at any time. And look, by 2005, I mean, I know that I could shoot some basic video with my phone. That was before the iPhone. iPhone came out like 2 years later. But, you know, video is everywhere. And she believes that today, thanks to social media and everything else, rarely does video look normal, natural, and unposed. Mm-hmm. And she's concerned
she said
that, you know, going to the future, that it might become a lost art to see these moments where the camera is really just an observer of everything that's going on in the room.
We were not playing to the camera. The camera was just there in every single video, whether it was the cruise or whether it was, you know, Father's Day with my pawpaw there and all of that. All of that's in this video, this snapshot of 2005. And she's right. She said, when we're shooting tons of video now, we're playing to the camera. We're so aware of the camera. And I thought that was a really cool thing for her to bring up, too.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that you could get them to sit for 55 minutes and watch it, whereas today everything is like boom,
fast,
boom, boom,
fast,
boom,
fast.
Boom.
Well,
yeah.
It's the subject matter. Mm-hmm. They were so super interested in it. They wouldn't have sat for an hour of a family they didn't know.
Right.
But it was just, look at, and everything captured their imagination on the screen. You understand? The house, the living room we used to live in. Like the little, it was called the Johnny Jump Up. Phoebe's just bouncing in that thing. And they're like, she was like, did I really enjoy being in that? I said, it seemed to. You seem to. You try anything when they're a baby.
Yeah.
You know, it was just every little thing of it, every part of it. And I caught Phoebe. You were playing it on the laptop. I caught Phoebe taking pictures of the screen with her phone.
Yeah.
Of herself.
Phoebe, I could send this to you.
Yeah.
Jody's right about the total experience, though, of seeing the house you grew up in and your family, what they looked like that many years ago and what they looked like that many years ago. The other part that I don't take for granted is the fact, though, it's not just sight, it's sound, too, like the sound of their voices.
Hey,
like
Mommy.
This.
You having a good time? I like your food. I love you. You're the best mommy ever.
And them to hear that, like Phoebe at one point was saying, Taylor, you were so cute.
Yeah.
You know, they don't remember each other that way.
Well, and, you know, my dad did finally get a camcorder in the 80s. And so, you know, the second half of my childhood, at least, is recorded with sound. Mm-hmm. But when I was a little bitty, it wasn't. There was no sound with the film. It was just those 8mm films. And that's the kind of thing I would long for. Is I'm really lucky that I have one audio tape with my grandfather's voice on that side. And I only recently discovered that, you know. Mm-hmm. But everything else, there are other family members of some of the old stuff that's been transferred, like by my dad.
Right.
I have no idea what they sound like or anything. It's cool to have the visual, but it's really missing the audio.
Which is beautiful.
And when you show, when the girls have watched, our daughters have watched those films from even before when I was born, it's interesting to them, but they don't know how to handle it without the sound. It's definitely missing that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so highly recommend it for any family.
Here's a little suggestion for that if you ever run into it. And this is something we did years ago.
What?
When we'd put on all of the old Super 8 rolls and just let them roll and put another one on. We'd sit there and make up the words.
Right. I'm about to say you'd add your own.
Because it's like, there I am pulling my little brother in a wagon. It's like, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Here we go. Let's hope we can find some. You know, it's...
Yeah. Sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's a way to have some fun with that.
It is more. It adds humor to the night for sure. All right. Tell us about Factor.
Factor, stress-free meal prep. And stress-free as in it comes to you already done. You stick it in the microwave, and 2 minutes later, it is cooked. Chef-crafted, dietitian-approved. And you even ordered some too, right, Jody?
I did. I ordered the chef selection because I wasn't, at that moment, I wasn't looking to make decisions.
Right.
I'm like, let me start here. And if we love it and we want to go higher protein or low calorie, we'll do it.
And that's the thing. They do have pre-made plans. If you don't have time to pick from your meals every week, however many you want, you can just go to the chef's choice or the vegan plan or the keto plan, and it gets sent to you. And by the way, you can go on there now and check out 2 weeks from now because they've got the meals in advance so you can
Like it used to be in school.
Yeah, plan it out 2 weeks in advance. You order it, then it comes, and it's here when you're ready to do it. And right now, if you use the code MSJ50, not only are you going to save 50% on your first box, you'll get 20% off your next box. 50% and 20%. MSJ50 is the code. Factormeals.com is the website. Factormeals.com.
Sponsoring the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.